I suppose I should do some more MGTOW content. Probably should just be a separate video all by itself. I don't even want to talk about it because I already know. Here's the thing. Most of the MGTOW guys you're going to talk to, or see, or hear from, will talk about how unappreciative women are, and how fickle they are, and how quickly they will move on, how they won't appreciate what you did for them. And the sexual arena, you know, called hypergamy, moving up, you know, always looking for the next best thing, which is also termed monkey branching in the narcissistically abusive world, so you should be very familiar with it. The thing that amazes me, honestly, with my channel, the thing that absolutely and totally amazes me is the years I spent pro bono, just putting myself out there bare to help other people out, to support other people, honestly, I set out to help men. I didn't even set out to help women, but for some reason, women found my channel, significantly more. The primary demographic of my channel was women. So I spent years going through the whole narcissistic abuse and helping them out and replying to their comments and chatting with them on Facebook and doing everything I can just to be a nice guy and help people out, because I went through the same thing and I felt bad for people. But the very fucking second I opened my mouth about women and how women may be not so healthy these days, maybe women are narcissistic, everybody loses their fucking mind. Go crazy. Hate. Anger. Nick, you're a piece of shit now. Oh, I'm a piece of shit now. I spent 2 years helping you. Must be... Jesus, giant piece of shit. So, with all that being said, the argument that MGTOW guys lay out that women are unappreciative and monkey branch and hypergamy and all that shit, I've seen day in and day out with romantic relationships, just generally watching women, and now even with my fucking channel. Say I'm wrong. Fucking ridiculous. So honestly, hey, if you don't like the channel, motherfucker, unsubscribe. I'm doing it for free. I'm not making any money off this. If you're going to be an asshole or a shit dick, go fuck yourself. On top of that, I got to tell you that a huge majority of people that claim to be victims of narcissistic relationships, I'm not entirely convinced they were. Some of these people I've talked to, you know, privately and in chat and so on and so forth, and they seem more abusive than the fucking narcissistically abusive bitch I dated. They're emotionally unstable. They're very angry, snarky. Some of them were downright scary, claiming to be victims. Now go into the narcissistically abusive relationship forums or other channels, and you'll see these people in the comments. You'll notice immediately these people in the comments that you can just read their comment. It's just straight poison right out of the gate. You know, I had a comment not too long ago, basically calling me, I don't even know what they said, but it was a negative. It was basically saying, I'm a narcissist and your mask is slipping and you're the crazy one. Oh, so, okay. So this is, the last 2 or 3 years you've been glad to take my advice. But now that I've evolved and changed a little bit, now I'm a narcissist, you know. Now you're gaslighting me and telling me I'm the evil one. Gee, somehow that seems familiar. I'm not really sure from where, though. Fucking insanity, dude. Fuck, they're doing the exact same thing that they were claiming to be a victim of. You gotta be kidding me. Come on. Really, guys, you gotta be. If you're gonna fucking troll and you're gonna do stuff like that, at least be a little bit smarter. God, give me a challenge. Anyway, that's more proof to me that the MGTOW guys are on stuff and hypergamy, monkey branching, and women being just generally unappreciative is very fucking true. But anyway, I want to give a quick, like, just recap of, I guess what you call my red pill journey. I think some people are predisposed to being red pilled, either by maybe, nurture or nature. It's hard to say. I was a very red pill type of guy, my whole life. I was always very existential thinking, somewhat nihilistic. You know, I grew up reading Fight Club and what was the other one? A bunch of philosophy, you know. I just always grew up kind of like questioning life and questioning everything. And I was also very rebellious. If somebody told me to do something, you know, even at a young age, the first thing that hit my mind is, why? Why do you want me to do this, you know? Now, I'm not sure why that trait's so ingrained in me, because with my siblings, they don't have that trait at all. So maybe it was being the youngest child, maybe it was just genetic, maybe it was just because I saw through all the bullshit by nature. You know, in middle school, high school, when I had to write papers, they were typically about existential topics. We had one paper that we could write on whatever topic we wanted, and I discussed how in dating, when you meet somebody, you're at 100% because they don't know anything about you. The only thing they have to judge you is their mind and what they think about you, which is always going to be perfect. And then from that point on, you know, every mistake you make makes the situation potentially worse and worse and worse, because their ideal image of you, that image they had in their head of you, of perfection, gets tainted. Now, the teacher I had at the time was very philosophical, and he loved the shit out of it, but needless to say, surprise, surprise, female classmates were pissed. Were pissed, man. They would have put me on the fucking stake if they could have. So, it was in my nature, always. First relationship, you know, that was actually a rather long relationship. She tried to force me into moving in together, and something in my gut just said no. Thank God I followed that. We never did. She tried to force me into marriage, too. Thank God I never followed that. You know, she was definitely pushing for unprotected sex. And thank God nothing happened with that. I mean, I definitely did it a few times, but nothing ever came of it. Yeah, she was pissed, and that was part of the reason she wanted to break up with me, is because I wouldn't move in with her. I wouldn't marry her. I wouldn't do all that stuff. And I was only, you know, 20, 21, 22 at the time. Way, way too young. Thank God I did not do that. Flip side of that, though, is her dad loved me to death, because he was like, thank God this fucking kid is not giving in to what my daughter's telling him to do. The next relationship was the same shit. Way too quickly trying to move in together. Trying to get knocked up. Always talking about marriage. That point, I was only like 24, 25. Still was like, nah, this just doesn't seem right. It just doesn't feel right, you know? Like, whenever somebody is trying to force you to do something, you have to ask yourself, why are they forcing me to do something? Somebody's trying to force you to do something, more than likely, they have something to gain off of it. Well, you got to ask yourself, what are they going to gain if I do what they want me to do, right? At least that's been my mindset, and it's saved me so fucking far. So always been relatively red-pilled. The first relationship, the rather long one, I think that was my first kind of small dose, my first vaccine, red pill-wise. And what I realized then is that this girl that I knew for 5 years had always been, for the most, for almost the entire relationship, sweet, kind, caring, nice girl. Towards the end, you know, when things were breaking apart, and I figured I'm not kind of really feeling this anymore, I want to move my own way, became the fucking devil. This fucking hate and spite and anger out of this woman, I would not have expected from anyone ever. And I did it. That was my first dose. Was going, holy shit! I didn't even know this person. For 5 years that I dated this person, I didn't even know him. This is an entirely new person. This is the true her. This anger and rage and spite over stuff when, you know, I was young, I could have probably been more pragmatic in the way I handled it, but I think in retrospect, I handled things very well. There wasn't anything to be so angry and spiteful about. You know, the situation got where, you know, it was getting random calls in the middle of the night, coming over at my apartment at the time, and you know, bitching and complaining and making a scene in front of the neighbors. And it wasn't like bitching and complaining about, like, I want you back. It was bitching and complaining, like, psychotic bitching and complaining. Threats of suicide. So, essentially, this girl that I knew for 5 years, it was never her. The next relationship was pretty much the same thing. She was never quite so sweet as the first one, I'll be honest. But towards the end, just the most spiteful fucking devil I have ever met. And it always, it took me back a little bit, you know? Just like, God, I can't believe I used to sleep next to this person. I can't believe I used to care about them and stuff. It's like, who is this person that's in front of me now? Because it's not the same person. It's like they were hiding their true selves the whole time. So those first like couple doses of red pill, but I still had hopes. I still had the hope of the Nawalt, and I still had hopes of, like, you know, not all girls are like this. These are just bad girls. I'm gonna find somebody better. You know, go through several short-term relationships, and then eventually stumbled upon the narcissistic BPD individual that was a part of my full-on red pill. I wouldn't say completely, but part of it. The way she was hypergamous, the way she was a user, the way that she cared nothing about me and only about herself was a huge, huge slap in the face of, like, God damn, women are actually like this. The way she would lie and manipulate. And I saw the same lies and manipulation in the other girls, just not so extreme. But I think the moment, that was all red pill, but it also correlated to my job at the time. Because I graduated college, I'd worked kind of part-time, I was full-time, at a garage, you know, a speed shop, and that was going all right. And then I didn't get along with the management there, left. And the second I left my job, she wanted to break up. Now, that was a slap in the face to me. It's like, okay, so the moment I'm down, the moment I actually need you, the moment I need somebody here for me, you leave and go jump on Chad's dick because you know that the money's dried up. That was fucked up. That was another dose there. So we ended up, back together again, obviously, with a narcissistic person. They never let you go. But that was another dose. Anyway, ended up doing part-time work at another garage, like just a simple one, just to get me by. And then I got a job in IT, which was, it wasn't like my passion, but it was something I knew, and it was a very high-paying job, and it was kind of like, okay, now I have my big boy job, right? Like, this is a career job. And, of course, when I got that, she comes hoovering back around, we get back together. She smelt the money. Oh, yes, she did. But I think the official red pill moment, if I had to claim one, is of July 4th. I have my high-paying IT career job, which society tells you that's what you need. I have a completely psychotic girl in the passenger seat of my sports car, and we're going down to the beach. So here I am. I'm living the American motherfucking dream. I got a good job. I'm making a lot of money. I'm young. I got a sports car. I've got a beautiful girl in the passenger seat. Hell, I think I even cracked a beer open on the way down there. I was just sipping on a beer. And I was like, man, this is the goddamn the American fucking dream. But yet, I was fucking miserable. I hated the job. They overworked me. They weren't cooperative. They didn't listen to anything I said. I hated the girl, honestly. This whole channel's been about that. I don't think I need to go deeper into that. Car was fine. Still love that car. But I was just sitting there going, man, looking at it third person wise, I live in the fucking American dream. I was doing everything that society tells you should be doing. What society tells you, this will make you happy. And I was fucking miserable. That was, I think, the official red pill moment. So anyway, quit that job, started my own business. Obviously, the narcissistic relationship ended. Still got the car. And I've never been more happy in my life. I live life how I want. I do what I want. I make money how I want. And, it was a fucking struggle. It was hard, man. It was a hard, hard time. But I wouldn't give it up for nothing. So that's my red pill story. This was a MGTOW video. The women that I previously discussed that hate me now, go fuck yourself. Out.